You know what I mean? I'm sorry, girl. I didn't mean to.
I'm sorry. Oh my God.
You're good.
I just never opened up about that. But yeah.
Oh my God, Karina. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
What is up, everyone, and welcome to another episode. I am your host, Alanized, and this is Noche de Pendejadas. La semana pasada les trajimos un invitado chingón, y esta semana no los vamos a decepcionar. Please help me welcome my guest tonight, not one, but two, the host of Chin and Giggles, Maya and Karina Garcia.
Hey, y'all.
Thank you for having us.
I feel like this was such like a long time coming.
Yes. Deadass.
Like, the amount of times we've seen each other and we're like, we need to be on Noche de Pendejadas. Well, and it never happened.
You told us for season one, I think.
Yes, yeah. It's supposed to be like for season one.
We're on season 10.
It's like it's over. I literally was like, oh my God, I gotta literally chase these girls.
I know.
Pero hasta que se nos hizo, amigas, ¿cómo están? How are you guys?
Good. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having us.
This is like a little crossover of podcasts that I feel like everyone's been asking for.
Nobody requested this.
People have been requesting y'all. Like the amount of people that have been like, bring Myra and Karina. And I'm like, okay, pues hasta que se preste el día y hoy se prestó.
We're here.
Before we get started, you guys, like every other episode, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to them para que ellos nos digan un poquito más de qué hacen y quiénes son.
Well, I'm Myra, also known as Myra Tish of Glam.
And I'm Karina Garcia, also known as Karina Garcia. Or I guess the slime girl, because I'm known a lot for slime. We've both been on YouTube for a while now.
I started before 2012.
Oh, shit.
So it was actually 10 years in September. But yeah. I don't think I even mentioned it, but it's because I stopped posting like on my main channel. I didn't really like, there was no way to celebrate it.
I'm not even gone. The channel's dead.
Right?
It's deleted.
Right? And then I actually like looked up to Myra and I was like, that looks really fun. So I posted some videos in 2012, but they're all privated now.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I was like, they're kind of white.
Was it your channel or?
It was my channel, yeah. And I was just like talking, you know what's actually funny? They were like weight loss videos, bitch. Awkward 10 years later. Got to see them. But I privated those. And then in 2015 is when I really did like I started my DIYs. Okay. And that's kind of like where it was like official, where the videos are still up from then. So
there's literally a twin tag that we did on my channel. And she was like, well, I'm starting off. We'll see where it goes. Bitch, in a year she blew up.
She's like, literally.
No, but it's so crazy watching that video now. We're like, oh my gosh, she had no idea what she would make out of it, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy because like Karina, I first watched, I didn't even know of Karina.
Period.
Obviously, I was in the makeup world and obviously I knew Myra first. Do you guys remember the first time we met?
I do.
At the Sofia Vergara party.
Yes, it was the
most like awkwardest yet like fun interaction ever, because I remember I had gone to a beauty con or Ipsy?
It was one of those. I think it was BeautyCon. Yeah, BeautyCon.
BeautyCon was hosting like a Sofia Vergara fragrance launch like event. And I remember I had gone alone because they didn't give me a plus one. And I just remember, you know, walking the whole event. And then I see Myra and Karina. And I remember because I had been following them and seeing them on social media. And it was so awkward because they stood in front of me. I stood over here and it was just like,
I approached you, right? Or who approached you?
I don't even know. I think we just bumped into each other. Like, we had to say hi, and it was so awkward. I remember.
Yeah, but after that, we didn't really talk like that until like, when did we really start clicking?
I
want to
say until I started doing like YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like I was just doing more like makeup.
Oh.
And then I didn't start kind of like blowing up or making a name for myself after I started doing like the whole Alanized gig. I started faking it, the whole character. No, literally. Like, I feel like that's when we started kind of, you know, being around each other more. And then
I feel like at the event that, do you remember the, it was for Thanksgiving for Cheekies when we went.
Was that when we met up after?
I feel like that's when we had each other more after.
But maybe you and Karina, that's when
I feel like that's when I had my real first interaction with you. Yeah.
Because I feel like before Karina, like I want to say something. You know,
I'm scared.
Because we had already collabed. Me and Myra had collabed.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So it was even before that.
Wait, was that the second time I saw you in person?
No. We had already seen seen each other. Ah, that's what I remember.
No, because
we haven't seen each other at events. Obviously, we never like hung out.
But, like, it was fully more, clicked.
Yes, it was that time we filmed a mukbang for my channel. I think we filmed. I don't know what the fuck we filmed. But
yeah, you guys did that.
Those were such iconic videos. Like, everybody coming from
Ireland
for just laughing.
Funny. Like, why?
You were literally laughing. That I would say the word "the" and Mary would be like, ah! Like laughing. I remember
what?
So much. But I remember after that. During that time, I didn't really, like, I knew Karina, the slime queen, because that's when you were, like, slime queen, you know, goddess of the world. You're taking over everywhere. And me acuerdo que en ese tiempo, like, I thought Karina was very santita. I was like, ah, like, I don't know what
I'm
talking
about.
Like, I didn't know you were fun.
I wouldn't even say damn shit, none of that in my videos, because, you know, I was doing kid content, so... People, when they meet me, well, even then, like today, they'll be like, oh, shoot, I don't know, like, you actually like drink and like party and shit. Yeah.
And until I remember I told Myra that, and she'd be like, you'd be surprised, she's more wild than me.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's when we kind of like had our first interaction at the Cheeky's event. And I remember we carpooled together. And then ever since then, I love them. I love partying with them. I love being around them. They're always a great time, you guys. Oh, si ustedes no las conocen en persona, déjales digo, they're as fun as they look online, and they're as, you know, nice and genuine.
You too.
Like, that's the only way we'll go on your show. Highly of us. But ya para empezar con el chisme, you guys, yo les voy a vamos a empezar con la pregunta que le pregunto a todos. How was it like growing up for Myra and Karina Garcia? ¿Cómo fue su niñez?
I don't think a lot of people know it's six of us. It's me, Karina, Jasmine, Jose Luis, also known as Elegancia Events. Mm-hmm. Some of you guys may know him. Hugo and David.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it's six of us. Yeah, it's three boys, three girls. But I feel like we don't really show a lot of, like, David or Hugo. So they're always, like, shocked. Like, wait, you guys have more siblings?
No, actually, they just don't come out as much.
They just don't. Yeah, but it's a lot of us.
Yeah, it's a lot of us. And growing up, you know, like, we had, you know, I feel like every kid had, like, a different story. Like, for example, with Luis, like, he had it the toughest with my parents. You know, they had just gotten here from Mexico. Like, he literally, like, Luis will tell you, like, they didn't have food to eat.
Yeah.
With us, like, we had it rough, too. But I feel like we didn't have it as bad as, like, Luis did.
No, yeah.
But, I mean, even with what we had, we were, like, the happiest kids, you know.
Mm-hmm. Starts crying.
I'm waiting for you to chime in.
No, but, yeah, we basically grew up, like, all, like, apilados. Like, we thought it was, like, you know... I mean, I had a great childhood, you know. Now that you were older, we realized, like, oh shit, they were like struggling, you know, like it starts clicking.
You know, as kids, you know, we had the best childhood. I wouldn't change it for anything. My parents never let us know that they were that struggling, you know, but obviously looking back, we were like, no, yeah, like we didn't have much, but we loved our childhood.
Yeah, up until my parents, they actually opened up a restaurant.
Oh, shit.
It was Taqueria.
Is it still up?
Oh, no.
Like, fuck.
I think
where the recession is stopped, huh?
Yeah, I think they had it for like 7 years, no?
Yeah.
It was actually really successful. Oh, like, it did really good up until the recession. Like, people were losing their jobs, their homes, everything. And that's when it was, like, bad. But my mom was actually pregnant with Jasmine, too. Mm-hmm. So that kind of pushed her, too, also, because she wanted to, like, she was there like every single day. And I actually asked her recently, I was like, why did you guys actually really like close it down, you know? And obviously it was because of the recession, but not just that, but she wanted to actually like be able to like raise her, be there and like enjoy motherhood. Mm-hmm. But it was very successful. It's funny because I always think about like my first job and I always think the Tiki, shout out to the Tiki, Mission Tiki Drive-In. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
We love shout out to Drive-In.
But that was our first
real job, bitch. I was a cashier at 7 years old. I'm like, is that even illegal, man?
Yeah, we were like helping out at the restaurant really, really young. Luis was like a taquero, like a 10. Like,
yeah. I'm like, is that even normal? But we were not like full time. It was just like, you know, my mom's in the restroom. Like, let's take over the cashier. Luis was like full time. Like, right after school, he was like
on the fucking grill at 10 for sure.
Yeah.
How were you guys like, nunca las hacían mensas con el cambio or nothing?
Because
at 7 years old, I would be like, mija, me dices menos. I'm like, me debes uno de 100.
The cashier be calculating for you, but the problem, you know, I still have a problem with this shit. When they give me 25 cents and then they're like, but they give it to me after I put it in, and then I'm like, you just really fucked me up completely.
You know what I mean? Oh, I have a dollar.
Or like, don't do that to me. I don't got a fucking calculator. I know, I can't do that. But I mean, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. We were not working like full shifts. We were just kind of like helping out. Yeah. So it wasn't bad. Yeah.
You guys, obviously, you know, we're working at 7 years old. Like hard workers from the start. How are you guys in school?
Ooh, bitch.
Middle school, high school. ¿Cómo fue eso?
Oh, bitch.
The only thing I can remember of me and Karina when we were younger, bitch, we were awkward. Like, we were awkward, so shy. Fuck. No, because seriously, I feel like people that now hear about us are like,
no, but we're still girls. Shy.
We still are shy.
Yeah. Like, still you guys aren't shy at all.
Really?
Like, really? Oh,
you know what? That's a compliment. I love that. No, yeah. I love that.
But you make us really comfortable, though. There's people that, like, yeah, I feel like from the beginning, like, we click with you so well, but bitch, we are, like, shy
as fuck. I think, deadass, you're one of, like, top five of the most comfortable influencers around. I'm not kidding.
So, yeah, that was part of the contract.
No, for real, you are.
You had to talk highly of me too. I honestly feel like whenever I see Karina and Myra going anywhere, I feel like rápido hacen amistades. Yeah, around you guys, like, just genuinely.
Oh my god, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe
I feel like YouTube helped a lot.
It's helped a
YouTube
lot.
YouTube helped because we were super fucking awkward.
Like, I mean, I waited till I was out of high school to start my YouTube because I didn't want to even fucking like have people see me online. Yeah,
I feel like at the time it was very embarrassing to like talk to a camera. Because I remember I started YouTube during high school and people would make fun of me. Oh. Now look at them. Look at me
watching this video,
giving me views. It's crazy because that was a thing before. Now it's cool if you fucking can have a YouTube channel in fucking middle school or high school.
Yeah.
So you guys obviously were shy. How were you guys with friends and boyfriends? How was that?
Girl, I didn't even like not at all.
We were not. I don't know.
I think like my first boyfriend I met on MySpace or some shit, and that ended horribly. And with friends, we didn't have a lot of friends. We just had like the same like circle. We actually have always had the same friends. Which
same circle.
We've never been like opposite twins, so we always had the same circle. Yeah. Like two, three people that we like knew, and that was it.
Yeah.
And that was like that through middle school, high school. I feel like we were really shy, but I think like in high school, like I lost my shyness and I actually became like a rebel. My mom says I was the fucking worst.
She was.
Oh, shit.
I was horrible, yeah. But
were you
she's grown now.
Myra?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I feel like I was pretty like I don't want to say innocent, but I feel like I've always been more calm than her, and she's been like more like atrevida and all that.
Yeah,
alocada.
Yeah,
definitely the crazy one.
And I
for
believe
sure.
that with twins, there's always like I don't want to say the crazy one, the outgoing one, and the more like shy one. I'm definitely the
I
one
can
that's
kinda
more.
See that. I can. Now knowing both of you guys, like, I do see Myra Mas not centrada
to myself. What's
the, yes,
yeah.
And more like you really have to know her to be able to like get that fun side of you. Y Karina,
yeah, I literally called like the mom of the like with my friends.
Yeah,
like, you're the mom. I'm like, okay, we love her.
Is, yeah,
like I guess
we love her.
Like, fuck it. So okay, so you guys obviously navigate through high school. You know, you graduate. ¿En qué momento fue donde ustedes decidieron? ¿Sabes qué? Quiero agarrar una pinche cámara y voy a empezar a documentar toda mi vida.
I started first because I was doing makeup. A lot of friends would tell me like, well, first I was freelancing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before that, I was doing my own makeup. Then friends would be like, oh my God, you should like start freelancing. And then by then they would tell me like, you need to do YouTube videos. Cause that's when like the makeup world was popping. Not anymore. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I started with, I think it was my phone, video, but I felt so awkward that I removed it like right away. And I didn't know about like unlisting a video.
So you just deleted
and
it.
And that pisses me off now because I'm like, I don't have that one video, the first video to look back at, you know? But yeah, that's how I started. And you know, it's funny. I started in 2012, but I didn't get serious about it till 2015.
Literally me.
Oh, I feel like I would post like every other month. It was very like that.
Just to post. Just
yeah.
You were a YouTuber.
I didn't even know you can like make it into anything. I really just did it for fun, you
so
know?
So at the time you still had your normal job.
Yeah. I was working at the Tiki. I was a cashier and then I was working in the mornings. It's a drive-in theater.
Yeah,
so drive-in theater. They swap me in the morning.
I remember seeing that on your guys' reality show.
So in the morning, I would sell churros outside. what else? Ice cream.
You I was doing it. The same thing.
I was there for many years because I started at 15 working there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Luis got me that job. Shout out to Luisa. We love shout outs. But after that, no, yeah, well, during the time I was doing YouTube, yeah, I had that job. And then I was freelancing on the side. And then I had another job as well. I forget the name.
Damn.
Yeah, it was like
she
a
was
restaurant.
Grinding, huh?
But, bitch, I was trying to, like, because I wanted to leave the Tiki. I was there for so many years at that point.
You're like, I'm over it.
Yeah. So at some point, I dropped my jobs and I was just freelancing and just doing YouTube.
So at the time when you were still doing just YouTube, Karina wasn't even on YouTube.
She was not on YouTube. I forgot. At some point, I was working with Luis as well. And she was bartending for Luis.
We were both working. When I started YouTube, I was also working with Luis, like, as a bartender. Yeah. I wasn't even 21, bitch.
Okay, so you were working at your Tiki, you quit, mm-hmm. and then you start doing YouTube full-time. What was the moment that you're like, fuck, I can make a full-time job out of this?
I remember this day. I was with my mom. We were out eating Chinese food, actually. Mr. You, love her.
Another shout out.
Bitch, not that I'm really trying to get detailed, huh? And I told her, I was like, oh my God, YouTube is starting to pay, like, and it looks like it's good. And I asked her, I'm like, when can I, you know, quit my job? And she was like, girl, what? She's like, well, first of all, you don't know if it's going to be consistent, and you have to make sure. She told me, she's like, the day you quit, I want to see you make like three times that. She was like, so like about that, because obviously you hear about YouTube, I feel like till this day people don't understand it. So I remember a few months passed by, and then I was able to prove to her, like, no, I could actually, you know, it's picking up. It's doing better than where I was working. And she was shocked. And that's when I was, like, given the okay. I mean, I waited for my mom to, like, tell me it's fine.
Yeah, she basically would say, like, you know, as long as you're making more than what you're making at your job, like, don't get too excited, but make that consistently for a while, and then you can quit.
Para que sepas que vas a tener algo que te pueda dar siempre.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So that you know, you blow up, you become Myra Touch of Glam. And at the time, I remember seeing, you were blowing up. You were literally, if anything, you were one of the very few, you know, Latin people in the space, especially in the beauty community, because I feel like it was very, very projected just to majority white people, you know, especially in the beauty community at the time. So you start doing, you know, beauty, you start blowing up. Then Karina comes in the picture.
Yeah.
How did that go? How did you be like, you know what, Karina, hop on, get on to it. Como fue
eso? She would always tell me that you should do it, because, like, she would tell me that I had, like, a big personality. She's like, you would be perfect for YouTube. And again, in 2012, Myra, when I was uploading those videos, I didn't tell you. I didn't tell nobody. Nobody knew I was uploading those videos.
I eventually came across them after you told me.
And I literally privated them because I was, like, cringe. And then, like, you know when you first start, you're, like, trying to be, like, all perfect. And I was, like, talking, like, hi, so
oh my god, yeah.
Like, awkward,
tell me about
it, you know
it,
what I mean? And I did that for fun. Nobody fucking knew about it. Nobody privated those. And then 2015 is when I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do this shit. I was watching a lot of the lifestyle people. Mm-hmm. I was watching, like, My Life as Ava, like, I loved her at the time.
I loved her,
Alicia
too.
Marie, like, those are the people that I was watching, right? And I would, like, do little DIYs at home, but I wasn't at home, like, making slime, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was, like, doing, like, the makeup DIYs. So, like, my vanity that I had for my makeup, like, I DIYed all that. I used to, like, DIY, like, organizers and all that shit. And one day I made some lipsticks. It was actually on my birthday. I made some bomb ass, like, lipsticks.
Oh my God, I remember that.
And I was like, these are so fucking bomb. Like, I'm gonna upload this, girl. I was like, that's it. I'm posting this to YouTube. Literally 3 days later, I uploaded that. And that's, like, my very first on YouTube right now that's still there. And then from there, like, I continued DIYs. And with slime, it's funny because it was just gonna be another DIY video.
Yeah.
It was just another DIY. And then I actually made, like, it was like a hand soap slime thingy. Mm-hmm. And after that, like, it did, like, really well. And I don't know how, but, like, after that, I started, like, adding more slime. And it just, like, I just became, like, the slime girl.
Yeah.
Slime queen. Actually, like, the slime, like, really did it.
You know what's so crazy? Talking about slime, there's actually a privated video of mine doing one of your Hot Cheeto slimes.
No way!
No, like, BS aside, I remember it was when I first started dating Danny. I remember this video was of me and Ashley, and we did a Hot Cheeto
that
slime.
Is
they were fucking
funny.
They were fucking crazy, but it was crazy because at the time, I feel like slime was starting to become a thing, but you made it, like, you know, a thing.
I think I just started doing weird shit with it. Like, why would I put hot Cheetos in slime?
Literally. You know? But I feel like everybody loved it. You know, the views talked for it. So
yeah, it was crazy.
You started blowing up and, you know, you started getting the name of the slime queen. Mm-hmm. You know, you started going on Ellen. You started going on, you know, morning talk shows. You started doing so much. How was that for you? Like, little Karina, like, coming from not much to, like, being on TV because of slime. How was that for you?
Honestly, it was really scary. As someone who grew up like super fucking awkward and shy, I was mortified, dude. Mm-hmm. I remember my very first appearance on TV ever. It was for Good Morning America. Uh-huh. And it was live. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, shit. I was like, I gotta get it together because I was already shitting bricks. But in that moment, I was like, this is live. I either look a fucking fool in front of like national television I suck it up and pretend I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And literally for every show I have ever done, I just pretend I know what I'm doing. I mean, it looks all right. So I'm pretending I know what I'm doing right now.
It looks good.
And you know what's crazy? I mean, she did amazing because even till this day, when we go to events and say, I don't want to go, she won't go because I'm not going. Yeah. That's how like shy we are that we're like, no, let's just, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, for her to have done that all alone, like on TV,
it was scary.
And then I'm like, bitch, I would've.
And it's crazy, that's crazy too, because I feel like you guys both blew up in different industries. Yeah. How was that? How totally did you different. Guys feel, you know, Karina being more on the lifestyle and you being more on the makeup? Like, how were your guys' combos? Did you ever think like, oh, maybe I should jump on lifestyle? Or did Karina ever think like, oh, maybe I should jump on the makeup?
It's crazy because we're very similar. Like, we are very, very similar. When she was going to start, like, she's always been into makeup. Always, always. She actually was the one doing, like, colorful, creative looks before me. When she started her YouTube, I didn't know, like, that lifestyle world of, like, DIYs,
That's what I watched. That's what I was intrigued with.
What she was, like, into. Because we watch different things. We have
such different content, which is crazy because till this very day, like if we post a TikTok together, people will be like, wait, they're twins?
Yeah.
Like deadass, till this day, there is still people out there that are like, what the fuck? I had no idea she ever had a twin or like we were ever twins because we never did anything together. Our podcast was the very first thing we ever did together.
Yeah. People literally thought it was like one person playing Karina Garcia and then having another channel as a makeup channel. I'm like
a backup channel.
That's a full-time job, girl.
I remember that because I remember seeing comments like, oh, she's Karina Garcia, like she just has a makeup channel or vice versa, and it's like mood, like
I don't get it, but we didn't even look alike.
I never saw the like what I knew how to tell you guys
apart. Big time
all the time.
Yeah. The twin tag, they thought it was like mirrored, like it was like, y'all really think we got that time to like really fully fool y'all like that? Like
I remember at the time someone tried to like expose this big thing that Karina Garcia was faking to be a twin and shit. I was like, girl,
and I think this video was like it was going around. I'm like, why?
Like, bitch, what's the reason? Right? So obviously, you know, you guys blow up in your perspective, you know, industries, and I feel like now you guys are both in like the lifestyle world.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like social media has changed so much, especially for like us that we've been. I mean, you guys have been doing this longer, but like for us that we've been doing it for a long time, I feel like obviously the makeup videos aren't doing as great as the vlogs. You know, everyone wants to see. Lo que estás haciendo todo el pinche día. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How was it like for both of you guys? Because I feel like not just, you know, Karina or Maya, both of you guys to transition from, you know, DIYs and, you know, makeup videos to showing your whole life as it is.
It's hard, huh?
Yeah, because I started my vlog channel really, I mean, not so early on, but my first video there, I kept it up. I didn't delete it. My first video on the vlog channel was a day at Elegante Events. And that's when we worked with him. We were bartending. And since then, the same way, I wouldn't take it serious, you know, posting whenever I wanted. And so I've had that for a while. But
I had my vlog channel for a while too. Like ever since I started YouTube, I kind of just started like a vlog channel. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I have always posted on my vlog channel here and there. But I do feel like a lot of us had that transition on YouTube where we were doing like sit down videos, like talking to camera tutorials or DIYs, whatever the case is.
And for me, I just naturally shifted to my vlog channel. As simple as it was, I just started uploading more on my vlog channel. And I honestly have so much more fun with it because it's literally just like, you know, that's easy. You're just vlogging your day. I feel like they're so much easier to edit. I have so much more fun with it. It's more natural. For sit down videos, it kind of like, it feels like draining, no? Like sometimes when you're just sitting there, like having to put a concept together. For me, it just naturally happened. And then I, you know, I got pregnant with Mia and that was like, oh shoot, like Karina's pregnant. So I started uploading a lot of like just more content on my vlog channel and I just kind of abandoned my main channel, honestly.
It's crazy because when you got pregnant, I remember I had a conversation with you. I don't know where, but I remember even people in the comments were like, Karina Garcia has sex? Like, what the
hell? Somebody was like, she finally learned how to make slime without glue. I was like, bitch.
Or without borax. Which is crazy because it's like, you were always, you know, when you started making these slime videos, how old were you?
I was...
You were already like over 21.
I was 21, yeah. Oh,
21.
She was a grown ass bitch making slime.
I feel like people thought like she was like a 10-year-old, you know, like 10. But it's crazy because, you know, at the time you did have a very young audience. And now I feel like either your audience has grown with you or you have found a new audience that like now really wants to know what's up with you, with your, you know, motherhood, with everything that you're doing on the day-to-day basis. With the change of content, yo pienso que muchísimos influencers, especially like us that we've been doing it for so long, almost felt like, you know, not almost felt, it's almost, it just became a shift within everybody where like instead of doing a makeup tutorial or like a lifestyle like hack, like now we've like now what we do is more like share a life. Do you guys ever feel like, oh, there's times where you guys are sharing too much, or where do you guys draw the line of, you know, oh, ya es mucho de lo que estoy compartiendo?
I actually love, you know, the vlog channel world because you share more about your life. With, you know, beauty channels, there was not much you were seeing but their talent. Like, you didn't know their personality or anything like that. So, especially recently when I lost my son, I've been a lot more open to, you know, how I grieve, how I feel. Some people don't. They're not, like, for it or whatever, but...
But it's, you're sharing helped. That with people who are also going through that, and a lot of people, more people than you think, could relate to that and think like, I'm not alone, like, you know, she's going through the same thing.
Yeah, so in a way it's like my therapy. I don't think people understand it because people tell me like, you need to go to therapy. I still haven't like mentally been ready to do it, but I don't realize that that is my therapy, where I'm like expressing myself. I don't mind at all sharing my life. I mean, it is what it is. It's,
and then with social living. Media too, you know, you share, we share everything. And when something so big happens in your life, like, how do you not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah. How do you not share that?
Fake, like a fake face and do your makeup. Like when you have so much shit going on in the back.
Cause when everything happened, I actually did have a moment. I think I told all of you guys how I was like, I don't want to go back on social media.
You didn't want to come back at all?
I just knew, I was like, I'm not going to come back. I will figure out what I do with my life, but I'm done with social media overall. Cause it is hard to jump back in and like have to explain like to everybody what happened. Like that was already like, and I was never just gonna come back on and never talk about it, because that, I mean, what kind of mother would I be to not talk about my son? But now that I'm like more open about it, I just, it's my life. And I love watching vlogs. I think you get to see just another side of people, and I feel like people make their lives seem so perfect, and they're not always like that. No one's life is perfect, you know?
Kind of like what Karina was saying, you sharing that really big moment, you know, in your life, like, not just is helping you, but it's helping so many mothers. Because I feel like, you know, seeing comments of a lot of mothers that have gone through the same thing as you, it's almost like you're healing and you're helping them heal as well, because not everyone, you know, has people around them to validate them that it's okay to feel that way, you know. And maybe watching your videos being like, you know what, like, there's other people that have gone through the same thing, and, you know, sometimes being depressed, sometimes feeling down, sometimes feeling like not wanting to do something is okay.
And I feel like sharing your life sometimes comes with like negativity, obviously, which when you start social media, it's like in the beginning hard to adjust to, but you kind of get used to it, right? When I mean, everything's so fresh, so I still don't do good with like
hate, like, oh, you're using your son for fame, for attention. Like, that's so crazy to me.
I don't understand.
Because I'm like, if I don't talk about him, I forgot about him. And when I do, I'm using him for fame. That's so crazy to me.
That is mind-blowing to me.
So it comes with that. But it's so crazy because I don't think people realize, like, I've never even said this, but, like, I'm losing followers by the minute. Like,
oh, shit.
I've lost followers on Instagram, like, I'm not the same person they were following. You know, you probably followed me for makeup, for, I don't know, OOTDs, whatever I would post then, but I don't even post
that often. But think about how many true, meaningful connections you're forming with people who are going through that. Because I'm just going to throw an example out there. You know, if you look at my videos from 2017, like, you know, 10 plus million views, I'm definitely not getting a fucking, not even a half quarter of that, nothing, you know, right now. But, you know, like, as I've been sharing my life, like, I've been connecting with more people. Mm-hmm. So the views have been very drastically different, but I have never felt a bigger connection with other women in my life. And there's a lot of people that look up to you and that watch you, and they've never felt that.
That's,
you know what
I'm saying? Like, when people say that I'm using him for those reasons, I'm like, I'm losing followers and I don't care. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to stop talking about him. It's just, and I understand it. You know, you probably followed me for different reasons, and not everybody wants to see someone fucking depressed every single day posting about
grief. That's your life.
I get it. But for the ones sticking around, like, I'm grateful for, but I feel like people really, when they say that I'm doing it for those reasons, I'm like, if you only knew, like, I'm changing my entire, what I was,
my whole life
has changed. My entire, I guess, image of what I was has changed. I don't
care about any of that. To you,
it's forever changed. I'm not even that consistent with what I do. Like, it's changed me completely. So I'm like, the fact that they say that, I'm like, if anything, I'm losing followers, and I truly don't care. You know, like, it's not about that.
And I feel like, just, you know, a lot of people that maybe, you know, talk or, you know, have something to say about what you're going through are probably just people that, one, have never, you know, and probably, you know, we hope they never go through something like that, because, like you said, it's something that is so life-changing. And, like, un día, like, como dices tú, a couple years ago, they probably saw videos of you always going out, always partying, and, like, your life is different. Mm-hmm. Like, now you went through something that tú obviamente no se lo deseas a nadie, pero te pasó, and it's like, what are you, like, you have to do something about it for you mentally and for you emotionally to, like, you know, it changed you forever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%. And I always say, like, if you've ever, you know, had an opinion on it, you know, any, I guess, what's the word? I feel like anyone that has ever said anything negative about that, just consider yourself fortunate to not even understand it.
No,
you know, to even have that thought. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've just learned that, you know, people are, you're not going to please anybody. And that's what I'm going through. Like, I don't know what, like, I didn't choose to go through this, you know? I could either shut down completely, shut down everything, and not talk about it, or actually, you know, raise awareness of it, and it's, you know, child loss is a thing, and trying to help, you know other moms how to cope with it and stuff, you know?
You know what's a question I've gotten a lot, but I've never answered, like, a lot? Ew, cringe.
What?
No, I've gotten asked a lot, because me and Myra had our babies around the same time. Mm-hmm. When Ryancito was born, Mia was only 4 months old. Mm-hmm. 4 months, dude. Yeah. Like, a lot of people ask me, like, how was that being a new mom, like, both of you, and seeing Myra go through that? Mm-hmm. And I never answered it. Oh, my God, cringe. I'm sorry. I get really fucking awkward. But it was really hard, because, like, my daughter is meeting new milestones. She's learning how to crawl. She's having her first food. You know, she's a baby. Like, she was so little. And I feel like almost, like, you want to be happy for all your baby's milestones, and you want to be present, but then your sister's going through this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
I know I talked to her about that. I'm like, I feel so, like, I hope that didn't, because it was such a huge impact for the whole family. I hope that didn't stop them from appreciating every moment that they had with Mia.
Oh, no, you know what I mean? And, yeah, I know what you mean.
But even for me, like, Mia grew up so fast in my eyes, because, you know, for the entire month I was, like, in the NICU, I pretty much, like, lived there. So it's like, by the time I, and then even after that, I was, like, grieving. Everything was so new to me. So by the time, like, you know, I came back to my senses, like, Mia was, like, you know,
she's already
and, like, you do feel that guilt. Toddler. Like, you know, people ask me, like, do you feel, like, that guilt? And of course,
Like, you know, 100%. We both had our babies 4 months apart. Like, how could I not? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
But you shouldn't. Like, I feel like Mia, she's her own person. It's like, I have family that even after what I went through, they've had kids and stuff. And it just depends how you look at it. For me, you know, a baby's a baby. They're all like little angels and it's not their fault, you know? Yeah. I feel like with family, it doesn't trigger me like that. I feel like a lot of people ask about that, like, does it trigger you that Mia's around and stuff? And it doesn't. I feel like what is more triggering is people that, you know, maybe friends that I was like pregnant with, and I get to see like where they're at. I'm like, my baby would have been like the exact same age and stuff. But I mean, I live with triggers daily, but I feel like when it comes to family, it's really not what people think, you know?
And like, you're happy for Karina, but at Absolutely. The same time, like Karina was saying, like, I feel like you can't help yourself.
I can't help
feel
it.
Guilty. Like
100%.
You're happy about something that's going on with me. And you're like, how do I share this with my sister without feeling like,
exactly,
you know, oh, you know, not even bragging, but it's kind of more like, oh, look, she did this. And you're like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like,
you naturally feel like that guilt.
Guilt. Yeah.
100%.
You went through a lot too. Karina went through, multiple miscarriages before that. So for us, like, Mia was like the rainbow baby of the family, you know? So we still look at her as like this miracle child, you know, because she did go through so much to have her. So in a way, you know what I mean? Sorry, girl. I didn't mean to.
I'm sorry. Oh my God.
You're fine.
I just never opened up about that. But yeah.
Oh my God, Karina. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm cringing at myself. No. It's completely fine. I'm just saying, it's actually like something people ask me like all the daily. Oh. I just never answered that. But yeah, it's like, it's a huge guilt.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Karina. No. I wouldn't want her to feel like that way. You know,
and I feel okay, girl. Especially you guys are twins, you know what I mean? So like, obviously, like Karina was saying, like, you wish, you know, you guys could have both experienced at the same time, but you know, uno nunca sabe en el futuro, you know, ojalá, you know, there's still time. You know, you guys are so young, and Mia's gonna grow up and in the future, you know, be a tia? No, not a tia.
A cousin,
you know what I mean? So it's just, you know, knowing you, especially because I've known Myra for so long. I think I've known Myra longer than Karina. You know, whenever you were going through that, it was, you know, you're like, damn, you know, like, si cambia la vida de uno, you know, and it's okay. You know, I feel like me as someone that knows you, like, I understand. And I feel like I never have felt like, oh my God, Myra changed, like, because it's like, I understand, like, you know, it's something crazy. Yeah. Even me, that I'm a man and I'm never going to be able to have a child. Like, I understand, because it's like, I have women around me, you know, my sister, you know, people that like, it could have happened to. And, you know, seeing your story, I feel like opened up a lot. I feel like it made a lot of people really appreciate, you know, because it's like, you went through this really hard time in your life. And there's a lot, and it made a lot of people appreciate it, and made a lot of people also feel comfort, because it's like, there's all the people going through, like we said, you know what I mean? And it's like, if they're going, I don't even know the word to say, I'm sorry. Like,
it's one of those things. It's so new to me still. Like, it's barely been a year. I'm still trying to learn with it. And, you know, I have changed. I feel like a lot of the times friends invite me out, like, there's always that guilt of like going out, drinking, partying. It's like, I feel like, I feel like there is this guilt with, and this just doesn't mean like losing a child. I feel like when you lose someone so significant in your life, there's this guilt of like even doing anything that might bring like a little bit of happiness, even if it's just in those minutes. So
it's understandable.
I have a lot of, I struggle a lot with trying to like live in the moment, because I feel like I have to be still in that dark space, because at the end of the day, like, I could be could be out, and I'm like, how dare you be out having fun when you have a baby in the grave? Yeah. And it's like, I can't help myself from thinking that, you know. I'm still learning from it, but yeah, I feel like at this point my friends have gotten used to the idea of like, okay, and I'm really grateful that they still consider me like in everything that they do. But yeah, I have changed, and I can't, it's something that I can't just like fake and be like, I'm okay. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm still dealing with it. And you could see it through like my YouTube videos. I'm not consistent at all. Like I said, my Instagram, I barely post on there. And if I do, it's on stories, and I'm very open about grief. my entire content completely has shifted. I mean, my whole life, I feel like it's taught me so many lessons. It's taught me what matters, what doesn't. You know, before all of this, I had all these goals. Like, I want to do this, I want to do that. And I just don't care anymore. Like, that's just, I just want to live in the moment. And if I'm feeling happy in the moment, I appreciate those moments. But it's like, I truly feel like going through that has completely, completely changed with how I view life. And I feel like it's changed even my family with how they see things.
100%.
We all, like, it was full, like a full 360 for all of us.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you see, you know, you see these things happen to people. And it's so sad because a lot of times you see these things and you're like, that happens to people. Mm-hmm. You never realize that it could hit home. And when it does, you're like, this is a fucking reality that can happen to anybody. Mm-hmm. Just like any of us could pass away, you know, and be gone from one day to another. It's crazy. And we just need to learn to appreciate, you know, like every single day, everyone who is around us, and really just take it a day at a time. Myra has grown a lot.
Yeah.
She's grown a lot from that moment. And even with such a big thing happening in your life, I feel like you got to know a new you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so just taking it a day at a time, but you're doing so much better.
So, you know, you were talking, Myra, you were talking about, you know, talking and keeping your baby alive. You know, you recently launched, you know, a candle collection, a company, you know, in memory of Brencito. Yeah. How was that? How did, you know, that come about? And, you know, I love it. I haven't gotten time to purchase it, but sino voy a agarrar. I recently became a candle person. You know that? You know that I used to not like candles?
Really?
Oh, we would only have candles in this house because of Danny. But I hated candles. There's actually a candle in the house that I hate the fucking smell of it. Like, every time Danny turns on, I'm like, turn it off. But how did that come about?
Well, I've always loved candles. But aside of that, I mean, honestly, I never thought I would actually be making them. But I knew that I wanted to do something in his name. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't sure in his memory. But I wasn't sure exactly what. And I'm not sure exactly how it came about. I think I had purchased like a kit on Amazon, like a really cheap kit of for candles. And we just started making them for fun, me and my husband. And I don't think people realize like how
I think you were making therapeutic. Him candles.
Yeah, we were making him candles. We made him a candle for Easter. We made him a candle. Just random days. We would take it to the cemetery. And then at some point, you know, the topic came about like, oh my God, we should really do candles for him. And candles are a huge significance for like loved ones. A lot of people light candles for their loved ones. That's like a thing. I brought it up to my family, you know, it was kind of in the air. And then Karina was the one that was like, you were always like, oh my God, when are you guys going to really do it? Yeah. If you guys watch the podcast, like she would bring it up a few times until one day we finally were like, okay, it's going to happen. We'll do it. So me and my husband decided to launch Papash & Co. And yeah, we have a Briancito collection. And we don't really, this is another reason too. There was like a couple comments, nunca falta, you know? They're like, oh, I thought you were a grieving mother. Like, what happened? I'm like, wow, that's so crazy to me. Like, it's so crazy how I'm literally doing something to keep his memory alive. And you want to like bring that up and just completely forget like what I've gone through, like all of that, you know? But I feel like literally like I have like people that comment anything negative, like I have them like contaditos. It's like literally like two or three people. I feel like people would have their heads screwed on wood
and it's the same people.
Comments. Yeah. But yeah, we did it. We've restocked three times already, sold out super, super fast. And you know, at the end of the day, seeing people that have gone through similar situations tagging us that they got their candles, I'm like, these are the people that we're making them for. Like this hater that's commenting this, you're not gonna buy it. You're not gonna support it. It's okay. You're not.
They don't have yet.
This is not for you.
Yeah.
This is not for you. These are for the people that understand us, and that's fine. But it's wow. Yeah, it's done amazing, and we don't expect much from him. Like we literally are doing very little stocks. There's only so much we could make because we're making them ourselves, literally ourselves. Brian does like the whole formula of it because with different scents, there's like different percentages and all that. And then I do like a lot of the labeling and the designs and all that stuff.
Aunque no lo quieras, puede ser, you know, a blessing from Briancito, like giving you guys something to like feel at least that sense of like, you know, mm-hmm. happiness that yeah. when you guys are doing this together, it gives you guys that. I saw you were at the warehouse very late last yeah. night. And I feel like when you're doing something special because, you know, you're doing it to honor him, oh, it yeah. almost feels like, wow, a sense mm-hmm. of, te da algo en tu corazoncito, yeah. you know?
You're doing it with love. Yes. Like, we've had, you know, different projects, like the podcast, the makeup line, and I have never worked so hard on something like what we are now doing because it's something so meaningful. It's mm-hmm. not that I, you know, don't care about the other projects, but it's something,
fuck this bitch, you know?
No, but it's kidding. Something so meaningful yeah. that we do with, and I'm not, when I say we make it with love, it truly, I feel so connected to him when we make them, and it's helped us a lot. I feel like this is, again, like our therapy. We're there every single day making candles, packing candles, and we love it.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for him.
Yeah.
Why would I not love doing that if it's for him? You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you know, I know we're making him happy.
You are.
Yes, Mara.
Yeah. And shout out to Squishy Bunny because they're the ones that, you know, let us borrow a little part for the candles.
We actually share the warehouse. Yeah, share the warehouse, you know, Squishy Bunny, which is me and my husband's like homemade slime shop. And we do Gemela Cosmetics in there and now Papa & Co. candles. So all of us share that warehouse. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on in there.
Girl, tell us about Squishy Bunny. Not me interviewing her.
Like, how it get out? Like, we don't need you.
And no. Enough so about me, girl.
No, but so Raul and I make homemade slime. Our slime shop is called Squishy Bunny. And it's funny because, you know, I started off, you know, making slime videos just like years ago already. And slime videos today on YouTube, girl, they flop. Like, people don't even like do them like that. Like, now I feel like it's transitioned a lot because in 2017, it was like the era of like the slime videos on YouTube. Yeah. Now it's the slime shops. It's weird because, like, you know, I have you know, I also did like the store slime as well, but that's so different. It's so different, girl. Like, when you actually make it, like, first of all, nothing compares to homemade slime, but also it's so personalized. You can get as creative as you want with it, and we love it. I enjoy it more than I've ever enjoyed any other slime project, in all honesty. With the videos on YouTube, you know, like, a lot of people would say, like, oh, you know, like, it's a trend, it's gonna die off. And like, I agree. Because it did, like, a trend on YouTube, like, you know, the videos were popping on YouTube, and it did come a time where, like, they were not doing as well anymore. Well, now with TikTok, it's shifted because slime is popping again in a different way. On TikTok, it's doing amazing. And through that, it, like, drove up a lot of, like, slime shop sales.
Yeah.
Like the slime shop. So back then it was more like the YouTube videos. Right now the slime shop is doing better than it has ever been, like ever done.
Thank
so God. It's crazy. Yeah,
you know what's so crazy too, but like I also do feel like a lot has to do with how creative you guys have gotten. Like,
thank
the
you
stuff I see them come up with, I'm like,
I love them.
Where the fuck actually yesterday I saw like a TikTok and I was like, y'all need to do something like this because like I know they can literally do crazy ass shit because y'all be coming up with like the, what are they called, the clays, and they make them look so realistic that I'm like, no mom, it's like this almost looks,
yeah, we
like
make molds and everything
stuff. Yeah,
I literally will go to the grocery store and like I'll buy like cookies or whatever the fuck that's like really cute, and I'm like, okay, I'm taking this home, I'll take it home, I'll like freeze it or something, or let it get like rock solid, and then I'll do like, I'll make my little dough mixture to like take molds of it, and then from there, like, we go from there. But like there's endless opportunities with so many ideas you can make, like, all the time. So we love it. We fucking love it.
It is crazy, you guys. Like, and also the fact that like every single time y'all restock,
it's crazy.
Anyone tries to get it, like, just don't try.
Don't even go inside.
I'm trying to get on this restock because you guys just had
one. We had an unlimited one, yeah,
a whole hour and a half. And I try to get like the clay ones.
Oh.
I logged in like a couple minutes, y'all, because I'm like, they said there's gonna be a lot, and they were all gone. So it's crazy. Talking about businesses, you know, for so long you guys were doing your own things,
mm-hmm.
and I want to say up maybe like a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, we started seeing more of the Garcia twins together. Yeah. You know, we saw Gemela Cosmetics, which is their makeup line. And then we saw Chins and Giggles. What made you guys, you know, want to join forces together and work together, you know, as twins?
We always talked about it because our careers are very, very different. But at some point we were like, we're twins. Like, what are we doing? I feel like people really do love us together.
Yeah.
Like people, anytime we would do videos together,
we noticed, yeah, people would like us doing collabs together.
Yeah. And it is kind of weird, you know, growing up as twins, literally doing everything together. And all of a sudden our careers are like complete opposite.
I think
kind of
being
crazy.
Twins, a part of you wants to be an individual so badly, yeah. That when we did content, when we started off, we were like opposite,
doing our own thing.
And then when it came to like, you know, years down, cause it took us like, what, fucking 7 years to do anything together.
Us, yeah.
Like a while. I feel like our content got similar. We were more like into vlogs,
yes.
And we started like collabing, and like people really did like that dynamic duo. So then we've always talked about a podcast,
yes,
but our content was so different back then, it just almost didn't make sense.
Yeah,
now it does.
Yeah, I feel like it happened at the right time. We actually were planning this podcast since Karina was pregnant. Our first shoot for the podcast was Karina was literally pregnant in that shoot. We had to like reshoot it because it was so long ago. But yeah, we always wanted to do something together, and at that time we were already planning the makeup line as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, okay, we have the podcast in mind. And that's when we decided to do the podcast first.
Uh-huh.
You know, really, like, I guess, brand ourselves together. And then a few months after that came the launch of Gemela Cosmetics.
And I feel like it was so easy because, like, whenever I watch your guys' podcast, like, the chemistry, like, it's just, you guys just bounce off each other so well. And I'm like, I literally was, there's times, well, right now I can't smoke, but when I was smoking a lot before my surgery, I would literally be stoned as fuck, like, at night. Like, I want to say, like, at 1 o'clock in the morning in my room, watching y'all and, like, cracking up so loud, especially like episodes with Elizabeth.
Oh my god, that was my favorite.
I love talking about sex, like the sex episodes. I would crack up so loud that I think Danny would get so annoyed because I'm like, can you shut up? Like, you're laughing too loud. And it's so crazy because, like, your guys' podcast, if you guys have not had a chance to listen to it or watch it, y'all are literally missing out because, like, I feel like every single episode is a funny one with you guys. Like, there's never like a time where I don't at least giggle.
You have to come on the podcast.
I've been wanting.
Please.
No, we literally need to do it. I feel like I actually was talking to them. We've been talking. See, es otra cosa que también hemos hablado por
mucho tiempo. We talk about and then we just don't do it.
So we kind of just like ghost each other. We're like,
because we've been wanting to go on. Let's talk pendejadas with everybody and Danny too, but we just haven't done it.
So, a ver cuando nos invitan.
I'm going upstairs right after this.
Fucking knocking off two episodes. But ya para terminar este episodio, you guys, I wanna ask the last question que les pregunto a todos, for both of you guys. If there's something you can tell, you know, little Myra and little Karina, what would it be?
If I could tell my younger self something, I guess it would literally just be like, don't be so scared, girl. Like, it's okay. I feel like I've always been an overthinker, especially as a kid. Like, I would literally just be like, don't be scared. And matter of fact, do you, girl. You're going to be okay. You're going to be fine. And she'll probably be shocked to know she's making slime 30 years later. But yeah, I would just be like, don't be scared. Do you. And it's all going to be okay, queen.
Period.
That's all I was saying.
It's hard. Oh God. Here comes the tears. I feel like what was the question again?
Sorry. What would you tell little Myra? Now.
I think, oh man, that's hard.
That's a hard
I feel
one.
Like it's really hard because, you know, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Circumstances, yeah.
I would tell myself, you know, there's going to be, you know, many blessings, but with that there's gonna be some challenges, but you're gonna be okay. I mean, it's hard to answer that question because, you know, if you had asked me this a year ago, I'd be like, oh, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm like back to zero trying to figure things out, so it makes it kind of like hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
to answer that, because I'm like,
you're like, I don't even know.
Maybe a few years.
You're like, I need later like older me to tell me something, you know?
I need the older me that didn't know the recent me to answer that question. I don't know how to explain it.
And it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. you know, and maybe in a couple years, you know, you'll be able to finally be able to answer that question to yourself, you know. So with that being said, you guys, quiero agradecerles muchísimo por estar aquí conmigo hoy. Yo sé que a toda la gente que está mirándonos hoy les encantó este episodio. Thank you so much for opening up, Myra. Thank you so much, Karina, for being here. And, you know, just fucking having una plática conmigo. Yo siempre digo a todos los invitados, muchos se asustan que, ay, que me va a preguntar Alan, pero yo lo que siempre digo, vamos a platicar. Y estoy, I'm very happy to finally have you both
on the podcast.
No, thank you guys for coming.
I'm glad we finally did this.
I know. After this is like so many years. Making, but it was so worth it, you guys. Right? La Espera was literally
worth it. Thank you so much.
If you guys want to go ahead and follow them on all their social medias, I will leave them linked down below as well as on the screen right here. Y también no se les olvide to check out Chins and Giggles as well as all their businesses, which I'll leave tagged down below. And also don't forget to follow me on all my social media so you guys won't miss any future episodes. And with that being said, you guys, thank you guys once again.
Thank you so much, Ellen.
And thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.